This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Mike Maxson for Chad Hartman as we remember his father, Sid Hartman, 100 years old, passing away. For years, we've talked about this day, and here's the irony of it. There was always a tagline to it for many, many years. It was, when Sid goes, they're going to have the funeral in the Metrodome. Obviously, the Metrodome gave way to the U.S. Bank Stadium, but he passes during COVID-19, and it's not just that simple. But everybody's going to remember him in different ways, and certainly Jim Dutcher is amongst those that spent many days with Sid Hartman. In fact, you know, Jim, as I bring you into this, sometimes Sid breaks news, not just to the public, but to the person. Explain how you found out you were the head basketball coach at the University of Minnesota.
Well, I was the assistant coach at the University of Michigan at the time, and we were in Egypt doing one of those summer tours that you're allowed to do and compete in the off season. And I was in a hotel in Cairo, Egypt, and a guy walked up to me and said, you Jim Dutcher? I said, yeah. And he said, well, I hear you're going to be the new head coach at the University of Minnesota. And I said, what happened to Musselman? They said, well, no, he's longer the coach. I said, well, where did you get my name? He said, I read it in Sid Hartman's column. And at that time, I was at Michigan. I wasn't here. I said, well, who's Sid Hartman? Yep. Well, through a lot of years, I discovered who Sid Hartman was.
So he knew you were on their A-list, and you were the number one recruit for that spot, huh?
He must have been talking to Paul Giel. Yeah. I don't know where my name came from.
Yeah.
But I'd been at Michigan for 3 years, the assistant, and we'd won a Big Ten championship. And evidently, Bill Musselman was mentioning to Sid that I was the new assistant at Michigan and so forth. And I'd been the head coach at Eastern Michigan for 6 years. So anyway, that's how I became acquainted with the name Sid Hartman.
Hmm. You know, obviously, I said Ryan Saunders about this before, and it was before his lifetime, but in the '70s, there was no NBA team here in the 70s and 80s, and the Gophers were it. And Williams Arena was something to behold a lot of those nights. And even when you guys couldn't go to the NCAA tournament because of the sanctions, you had one of the greatest teams in the country. And Sid would sit center court. I always thought that was his favorite place to be, was at midcourt at Williams Arena back in the 70s.
Yeah, Bill Musselman had done a great job of building interest in University of Minnesota basketball. They filled Williams Arena plus the accompanying facility, and they piped the games in there via video. And so I was a beneficiary. It had dropped off some because of the NCAA investigation. The season tickets were down a little, but the atmosphere in Williams Arena was really as good as any place in the country. And Bill had left some really good players, you know, Flip Saunders and Michael Thompson, Ray Williams, Osborne Lockhart, Dave Winey were all still in the program when I came. And so we had a good team right out of the start.
Yep, and Sid was formidable in terms of his force, in terms of coming to see you at the office, in terms of all those things that went with. I mean, you were high on his list of stops, wasn't it?
Well, if I never saw a guy in any work, Mike, that I knew that worked harder than Sid. There wasn't a day passed in my office at Behrman Building that they Carolyn Allen, my secretary, would say, Sid Hartman's here to see you. And he'd just stop in and say, what's going on? Well, if you do that every day, you're going to get a lot of scoops.
A lot of stories.
And he was so competitive, he said, I don't know why you're talking to the rest of those reporters. They can't help you.
They can't do you no good. How many times did he'd say that to somebody in front of me, and then he'd catch himself. He said, oh, and Maxie, too. He can help you, too. Once he realized, I got the distinct impression that I had not been there, he may not have said that.
Yeah, no, I said, Sid, you know, these guys are trying to make a living, too, and they're entitled to that. But Sid got most of the scoops just because he worked so hard. He'd be at practice. He'd stop by the office. He had a parking spot right in front of Bierman Building that was reserved for Sid because they knew he was going to be there every day.
We had Lou Holtz on earlier, and of course you were there when Lou was there. What was that like at that time in the University of Minnesota? You had yourself and Herb Brooks for a while there and Lou Holtz. I mean, it was humming pretty good.
Yeah, and, you know, Chief Siebert was still had the
baseball
team, and Roy Griak was with the track team. And so there was legends. My timing couldn't have been better. I got to know Mariucci and Murray Warmath. They both stopped by the facility. I was next to Herb Brooks and Jerry Noyce in tennis. And so it was a time when I was just lucky, Mike. I got to meet all of the legends of Minnesota sports. And, of course, working for Paul Giel, who was a hero. And then Sid knew, of course, everybody. And so my timing was just outstanding.
Explain his relationship with Bobby Knight, which preceded you. Did that ever have any, was there ever any tension because of that with you, or did you understand it?
No, I understood the relationship that Bobby was, the guy nationally at that time. Indiana had won some national championships. And he and Sid became good friends. The only time we had any kind of a little dust-up was we played one of Bobby's great teams. I think it was the team that went undefeated, won the national championship. We lost a close game in Williams Arena. I think it was like a 4-point game. And after the game, I'm standing outside of my locker room. I haven't gone in yet to talk to the team. And Sid comes down the hall with Bobby Knight. And he said, Jim, Bobby really admired the way your team played tonight. He'd like to go in and talk to him. And I said, Sid, I'm the only coach that talks to my team. Yeah. And so Bobby, he understood.
He got that,
If we'd have beat him and I went down and said, Bobby, I want to talk to Indiana, we'd have probably had a fist fight in the hallway. But Sid said, why have I said, Sid, it's just something you know, I want my team to, you know, to hear me, not an opposing coach.
Yeah. Well, Jim, appreciate it very much. And, every day I pinch myself because I get to be in the presence of people like you and Sid, and the memories come floating back. And I think all of us today just feel so doggone thankful that we got a chance to live our lives with him in it.
Yeah, we lost a good friend. And fortunately, Mike, I was able to keep contact with Sid. We had lunches on occasion.
Yep. You did our TV show many times with us,
financial things, he and Al Rubinger. And so I was fortunate enough to keep that contact through all those years with Sid and being on with him on the sports huddle on Sundays were not only, you know, something I enjoyed, it was one of the highlights of my life.
Appreciate you, sir, very much. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.